Feige ended up just solidifying his position and saying, you need to give this to me and have somebody else handle the money or whatever. Because Whedon was public with that shit, with said so many things clapped against him and stuff with Age of Ultron. Thought he had more freedom after the success of Avengers, and that turned out to be the opposite. Taika Waititi and Ryan Coogler and the Russo brothers were able to do when they had their creative control. I mean, shit, look at what J.J. Abrams and those assholes did with Star Wars, having creative control and shit. Whedon's a good pick because he can do that whole family drama aspects of the Fantastic Four. You've got Tim Story's Fantastic Four, the two Fantastic Four movies that go by. You can see what worked.
The first one is not a bad movie. It's that
second one. Oh, no, I like the first one.
Yeah, the second one just had too much stuff going on. You had Silver Surfer, and then you had Galactus, and put Doctor Doom into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just way too much stuff going on in that movie.
Doom's supposed to have his own series. If that goes, I think that would be pretty nice.
That would work, especially the way he's super popular in the comic books now.
They make him an anti-villain and then bring him along.
He'd have to start out as a villain because, like, I think that's why Doom works so well with his incarnation and the way he's working in the comic books now, because he had that villain background to go by. It's like Magneto. He's got that terrorist background that you can pull from. So Doom caring about his people and in the end working out some thousand-year endgame and where he gets his revenge on somebody, on another major villain, to take his power and stuff is like, you kind of like, yes, that's the villain I'm knowing, like. It's like that Darth Vader effect. So you got to start him off somewhere, and that's him hating Reed Richards. Dr. Doom, you've got your Thanos villain right there. Cosmic universe and everything. Wen's a good choice. So
you are a Joss Whedon fanboy, so
I like
your opinion
stuff,
is not valid.
You liked Avengers, didn't you?
Your opinion is not valid, Keith.
You liked Avengers, didn't you?
I didn't like Avengers 2 that much.
You liked it?
Well, apparently,
first Fantastic Four movie, did you?
Your whole family doesn't like Cabin in the Woods. So,
yeah, they agree with you, James. Like, the whole family agree with you. That Cabin in the Woods sucked. So, is Joker supposed to be in the new Batman movie?
I don't even see how he could be.
And I'm just still trying to figure out why they decided to place it in the 1950s.
Nope, I have no idea. Can't even explain to you what they're trying to accomplish with this. I guess it's supposed to be like early Bruce Wayne before he's quote unquote a superhero, more like a detective Batman.
So, wait, in the '50s though?
That's what they're saying.
Early '80s or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they decided to go 50s because they're trying to make it like noir and kind of old school, but
the PR spin on the whole thing is like, this is amazing. Look at this. The Bat symbol was made out of gun. Oh God. I'm getting a Force Awakens vibe from this movie. That's all.
Well, remember, that's kind of the thing now is try to give you a nostalgic, or when that whole picture came out, I saw everybody going off about, oh, is the symbol made from the gun that killed his parents? And it's like, all right, I mean, that's cool, but that doesn't make a good movie. The only thing I was real excited about at first was they said Matthew McConaughey was supposed to play Two-Face, and then I never heard anything about the official casting. I don't think Joker's supposed to be in it at all, though. And if he is somebody going to be different? Because what I understand is supposed to be separate from the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
So if there is a Joker and they're going to cast another Joker,
confuse the fuck out of everybody.
Well, again, DC is going on. They have separate universe.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with a lot of these Warner Brothers movies, that they're all around the place. They're always trying to hit the restart button on everything. Mm-hmm. Particularly at the Justice League, where that was already a troubled production. Still going to get the Aquaman movie, but we're still going to do this.
Speaking of Aquaman, did you hear that Amanda Heard possibly, I think she's getting fired from that movie?
Well, I know the Johnny Depp thing blowing up in her face. They're actresses, they're actors, their job's to act. This shit just exploding like way out of her control. They pulled in James Franco. I don't think anything's going to come of it, but she's managed to offend the entire target audience. Granted, Jason Momoa is going to draw in the female crowd. That 18 to 40 demographic, those are the ones who are primarily going off and talking about the fire and shit. Why risk it? Just hire another actress and be done with it.
Then Marvel moved back their entire slate.
Well, they have to. I mean, they want that money, so they're not going to release all that stuff on Disney Plus.
Yep. And a lot of Disney Plus shows had either stopped shooting. Like, I know Falcon and Winter Soldier had to halt their production. I want to say WandaVision, for the most part, has already been filmed, so they might be pretty decent.
But still on time, if I remember right. That and Venom. Venom's on time as well.
Yeah, so I think Marvel-wise, you may get that on Disney Plus by the end of the year still, but a lot of other stuff is on hold, and Mandalorian Season 2 is already shot, so they're already working on Season 3.
I think the execs even care what we think, though.
The money situation is upside down. First of all, Star Wars didn't do well in China. Then you also don't have anyone going to the movies, any of these future movies need to be short shots. It can't be this experimentation with, oh, we're going to bring you the old characters and the new character. It needs to be on point, 100% on point. Can't bet on, hey, this movie didn't do well in the U.S. We're hoping for this overseas money, which right now is non-existent and will be non-existent the foreseeable future.
I don't know. I'll be surprised if we see a Mandalorian. Hopefully we see something.